KOWO Radio 104.1 FM would like to welcome you to Windows into Wimberley. Each week, Erica Clapp is joined by a guest to discuss the things that are happening in and around your town. These conversations are designed to provide the community with insight and information on a wide range of topics that are specific to the Wimberley area. Now it's time to look through the windows into Wimberley.
Welcome to this week's episode of Windows into Wimberley. I'm your host, Erica Clapp, and joining me today, I have Mr. Ken Strange, the director of the Wimberley Emergency Medical Services, or WEMS. Ken, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
Absolutely. So before we get started talking about what you do as the director of EMS, tell me a little bit about yourself and your role with them.
Well, I am the director of Wimberley EMS. I've been there since 2004 as the director, hired on full-time in 1996, and that's just what I do. I'm like the CEO, CFO, wear many hats there, so.
Okay. Yeah. How long have you been a paramedic?
Well, I became a paramedic in 1996.
Okay.
But I got involved with Wimberley EMS in 1989.
Okay.
So I was an EMT. I was in ECA, so I kind of climbed the ranks to paramedic.
So currently, what is the number of staff that you have?
Right now we have 16 people employed at Wimberley EMS. So we have 12 medics and we have 4 people who manage everything. I have an operations director. We do our own in-house billing. We have a lady who kind of runs the finances and me.
How many ambulances do you guys operate?
We run 2 ambulances, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. My guys work 48, 96 shifts, so they are there 48 hours at a time, and then they're off for 96 hours.
About how many calls do you guys typically respond to?
We usually run right around 1,700 calls a year.
Wow.
And that is increasing this year. I mean, we're seeing increases more than we expected this year. So
what would you say is the most common type of call that you've been receiving? And since you mentioned you've seen a big increase this year, has that changed?
No, it has not changed. It's mostly medical calls. We do have an aged population in Wimberley, and we see a lot of medical calls, although our traumatic calls are increasing. And so we are seeing a few more wrecks and injuries from construction sites, which is only makes sense because they're building a lot more homes.
Yeah. What is the difference between like a trauma call and a medical call, for example?
A trauma call would be if someone were to be injured, like a fall, or cut off their finger with a skill saw, or car wreck, those kind of things. That would be a trauma call. A medical call would just be like heart attack or congestive heart failure, shortness of breath, those kind of things.
With your increase of calls that you've already seen, and you mentioned the construction, that leads me to believe that the city of Wimberley is growing. And what are you guys doing to kind of prepare for that?
Purchased a new ambulance, so it should be here around August. But in order to run that ambulance, I have to hire 6 more people. So it's a very difficult time for us because hiring 6 people is very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And this state legislature just came out and kind of capped our raise, how much we can raise ad valorem tax. So that gives us a little, that makes it very difficult for us. So it's hard to figure out how to hire 6 more people and how to pay them and how to fairly pay the people who've been there for 15, 20 years. So we're in an awkward position right now.
Okay. With that third ambulance, is your current location big enough to house that?
It is not large enough at the moment. So, but we do have plans. We are going to come through the area that we're in right now, the lot that we're on right now. We're going to remodel and rebuild there. So we have currently have about 4,000 square feet stationed right now. And we have plans to build about 8,000 feet there.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, so we'll kind of double the size of what we have right now. And we're hoping that will carry us many years into the future. So,
I can guess that the number of heat-related and water-related calls that you guys are going to be getting is going to be increasing. Do you have any tips or advice on how people can prevent from having to make these calls?
I do. I think people really need to hydrate well, need to stay out of the sun as much as they can. And when you're at the river, keep an eye out on everyone around you. Not just the little ones especially, but everyone. Make sure that no one swims alone. Make sure that there's no diving in the river. The river's, it looks beautiful, but it's just not deep enough to do any diving in. And stay away from the low water bridges because they have these dams that go through there and the water's very powerful and it could possibly suck you in to the under the bridge, which would be very damaging to you. So,
yeah.
But mostly just rehydrate and stay out of this heat as much as you can.
I don't know if you're familiar with this new reality TV phenomenon of like live PD and live rescue. What do you think shows like that are doing to your profession? Do you think they're helping? Do you think they're hindering?
I think they are helping. As a matter of fact, Austin EMS just was shown on a show with the Austin medics on there, and it was interesting. I watched it. But then again, I'm a medic, so I'm constantly critiquing what everybody's doing. So I think the shows are doing well for us. I think that it kind of gets our name out there and lets us know so people see what we really do. You know, it's being a paramedic can be a very hard job at times because you see people at their worst time. Hopefully it gives people kind of an understanding of what we actually go through out there and kind of gives them a view inside of where we are. So.
As a first responder, I'm sure you've seen some pretty terrible things. What are some ways that, you know, you tell you personally and you tell your guys or, you know, to how to cope with those things? And because I couldn't imagine doing that job.
Yeah, well, when we have very critical scenes, we'll have debriefing. There are firms around that come and help us de-stress from that and debrief from that. But mostly it's just the camaraderie at the station and with people who understand what you've done and what you've gone through. I mean, it's a very close-knit family. And I think that's very important that it's engaging. And that's why I kind of like 48-hour shifts. The guys get to sit around. They talk about calls. They talk about how things went, how they could be better. And also that it can be very painful at times after a call. And you know that you have that common bond with your fellow members there. And you kind of comfort each other. But on the very critical scenes, and we've had several, we actually have a company come in and debrief us, and it's a lifesaver. So there's a lot of bad things going on with paramedics and police officers and stuff, and if we don't care for that, you know, we don't need any of that tragedy, any more tragedy here. So
what would you say has been either the most stressful or one of the hardest calls that you've ever had to, if you can't answer? I know there's some rules about that, but.
Well, you know, people ask that all the time, but the truth is you don't really want to know because we literally see people at their worst times, and it's just things that, you know, people weren't really designed to see, weren't designed to deal with, and we're just happen to be in a position to have to work. And there's some awful things out there. So I'll just kind of leave it
at that. Personally, I'm in awe of the things that you guys do on a regular basis. It is not something I could do. And I appreciate all of the work that you guys do. And so thank you guys for doing that. I appreciate that. Is there anything that you would like to add? Anything you want to throw out there?
No, other than just to say how grateful I am to work in Wimberley. I've been here for a long time. We're very well supported. I feel very supported all through the community. And I just would like to tell people how appreciative I am of that, that it makes me feel really good to know that, you know, people care about us and our well-being, so.
Well, that's great. I'm glad that you guys have that sense of support, and, you know, I think that's really important, so good.
Yes.
I'm glad that you guys are getting that, and I thank you so much for your time today. It was a pleasure. Thank you, listeners, for joining us this week on Windows into Wimberley. I'm your host, Erica Clapp, and my guest today was the director of Wimberley EMS, Mr. Ken Strange. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Windows into Wimberley. As always, we're here to discuss the things that are happening in and around your town. If there's something happening you'd like to know more about, or if you have topics or suggestions for the show, please contact KOWO General Manager Ryan Hsu at 512-965-9969. Join Erica Clapp on KOWO 104.1 FM next time for another look inside the Windows into Wimberley.